Welcome to Beneath the Kotatsu, episode 48. James here on there. This time we wanted to take a look back in the year of anime and other such things that we like VTubers. We can't get enough of those. I know I'm definitely certainly stuck in the pitfall of VTubers right now. What was what's been your favorite VTuber for the year?
Oh, that's a hard one. It's definitely at least one of them from Hololive EN. I'm sure of that.
It's hard to say because they all do such, you know, creative things, different. Especially Ame. But I find myself tuning into Mori's Jump King streams, which are
I totally understand now. Like when you ask like a mom like who's your favorite child and they're all like yeah you know,
can't decide. I love them all equally the same.
but you know she has a favorite.
But you know you one of them gets a bigger inheritance. That's for sure. That's for the Akasupa.
I think for me it'd probably be I'm still pretty attached to Ina.
Yeah,
but
I always catch her streams most of the time.
Yeah, but the thing is that I haven't been watching as much VTubers lately. You know, like in general, like I've been dabbling a little bit with Miji Sanji in general.
Yeah,
and I love watching. I actually really love watching Iron Mouse with Connor. The Connor streams they're pretty funny. I never watch them live. I always watch clips on YouTube because
yeah, same here. Twitch.
Yeah, I never watch Twitch stuff usually because I'm pretty much all on YouTube. So doesn't
I like the ecosystem for YouTube more for whatever reason?
It's just more. It's good, just more like friendly, I guess. It's more like visually appealing to me instead of like the Twitch stuff. I don't know. I'm fine with Twitch, but if I'm gonna choose a platform to watch VTubers on, it's probably gonna be YouTube. I don't know why.
I just like the UI better, and plus you have all your stuff there. Not like it's hard to open up another tab for another website, but we're creatures of habit.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Is like I'm already invested in this YouTube platform.
Me too. Hey, Nana was streaming Twitch today.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I mean, it's more of a gimmick than anything.
Yeah, it was a good, better for watch alongs, but for me, it was like content not available in your region, so it really doesn't matter, does it? I think it was like Fantastic Beasts. I think Pecora did that too, right? I don't know. It was on Twitch.
I think Pecora watched The Mask like several months ago and then she never came back to Twitch.
So I mean, it's good to have a backup, gimmick. Right? Especially after Lapras got banned for whatever reason or blocked.
Yeah, but we've seen that all the time, especially with Kiara. She always gets
and
blocked.
And Mel.
Exactly.
What was the gimmick with Mel? The less she wears, the less she gets banned.
It's because her default outfit has her breast showing, and I guess the YouTube algorithm kind of picks that up.
Oh,
So I think that's the reason. I remember watching this was a while back, but with the Kiara Holotalk with Mel, and Kiara's like, "Thank you for not showing up in your default outfit, so we don't get banned."
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah,
dude, Gura got like her stream was like banned for like a couple seconds when she was doing I don't know if it was like a little small Gura concert.
Oh, the 3D concert?
Whatever. Yeah, it just got paused for like 30 seconds. I was like, uh-oh, content not available or restricted, something like that. You know how it is.
It's minor, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. It's probably just the YouTube algorithm picking up on something.
Going wild. Skynet activating against the weebs.
So recently, they had the Hololive Mario Kart race showdown.
I missed a lot of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you missed the last race, right? You watched A, B, and C, and then you went to sleep?
Yeah. I watched...
Yeah, I know how you felt.
Yeah, I watched a lot of clips, especially the one where Kelly's wild in and out, sounding like R2-D2 from The Phantom Menace. They could hear you, you know? I was like, oh...
I remember I was watching that live. I had like nine of the videos open at the same time. I had them all muted except for the hosts, for Toa and Achan.
Yeah.
Since they were hosting. And I remember like because they're hosting, they also have several other streams in their background.
Yeah.
And,
they had like three, right?
Callie's stream popped up and she was like cussing the whole time, and Acha was like, "Oh, we just, you know, it's always crazy."
How
and she was commenting
on Idolite.
Yeah, she's commenting like how Callie's supposed to be like the cool, chill one, but she's all excited and screaming all over the place. It was great.
Yeah, I was secretly hoping she would be amazing. Like, she's trying to get the Zuko Cup on purpose to win it. Like, she's activating her secret power. You know, but no, it didn't happen. She was just bad at the game, which is fine. She mostly just plays Jump King these days.
Yeah, I feel really bad for Mio because even though she got first place in the Zako Cup, the reason why she was in the Zako Cup in the first place is because she disconnected during one of the prelims.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that dropped her down to the Zako Cup, which it sucks. It sucks that she's down there because that should have been, you know, at least maybe Kiara or Ollie who should have won the Zako Cup, but
right.
Because Mio DC, you know, she was put in the Zako Cup. Biggest upset. Oh, this hurts me so much because when I first started watching Hololive in general, my favorite streamers were like, this was before I really got into Ian.
Yeah.
I was really invested into watching Pecora, and I was really invested in watching Aqua.
I was really invested in Corona, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I remember last year, it was so heartbreaking that Aqua was really going for the win.
Yeah.
And she lost to Suisei by like just a small margin.
That photo finish.
And this year I was really, really rooting for Aqua. But she didn't even make it to the Winners' Cup. And I was like, what?
Well, there's a lot more competition now, dude.
Well, you would expect, you know, like, if you're coming in second place from last year, you know, because Suisei is a monster. Monster when it comes to the racing. Yeah. And I was like, you know, at least Aqua's going to, I want to see Aqua at least be in the finals. But she didn't even make it to finals. She got put in, I think, fifth place in B-back bracket, which is crazy. And it's really crazy to see Gura be able to compete with like all
top
the
three.
Yeah, the top three or something. It's
Ian represent.
I was not like, you know, when you go into a match and you can kind of predict like what everything's gonna happen, like, oh, you know, this person's gonna win, this person's gonna win. None of this could have been predicted. It's so wild.
Well, like, I mean it's Mario Kart, it's a once a year thing, right? We're not really privy to their Mario Kart skills, and there's a lot of random luck involved in items too.
I don't think so, because if you think like if even with the randomness, Suisei like beasted in her prelims
from skill too, right?
And she got first place like five times.
Yeah,
that is not luck. There is definitely skill in the game.
Well, I mean, item luck. Like if somebody blue shells you at the end, you could easily lose it. But I guess she was just so far ahead, right?
You can actually block the blue shells with that little horn thing. Like,
oh, really?
Throughout the race, I think I saw like three or four blue shell blocks.
Damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't played the new Mario Kart yet. I need to get it.
Yeah, like when I was watching them practice, they were talking about the strats to like what to do. Like, if you get blue shelled, you can like, of course, you can use the horn to block the blue shell, but you can also, I heard that it's better to like, if you know you're going to get blue shell, to like fully stop your car and just let it hit you and then start back, you know. Another thing is that I heard that if you pixel time it perfectly, you can outrun the blue shell with a mushroom or the explosion of the blue shell. Yeah, I haven't seen it done though.
That's a little hard because you're going to have to be using the rear view mirror, and I've never been one to use those myself in any of those.
Well, you don't need the rear view mirror.
Can you do it based off sound or what?
No. If a blue shell is coming for you and a little icon shows up at the bottom of the screen letting you know it's coming for you. It's like, that's the same thing with like a person using the star power or a red shell. They let you know that it's coming for you. You can check the rear view mirror to see how close it is to you. But I think the icon, I think, gets a little bigger when it's close to you. So you can kind of time it just right without even checking your rear view mirror.
It takes a lot of practice to get it. Can't imagine doing it four times during the whole race. That's crazy.
Well, it's different people. But still, like, that's a lot of blue shell blocks.
Yeah, I've never been good at. I don't know how long has that been a feature in Mario Kart?
I couldn't say. I don't know. The last Mario Kart I played was 64.
Oh, wow, dude, you missed a lot.
Yeah, I'm not really big on like racing games, especially. So, but I really like watching it. Like, it's a yearly event for me. So
did it tempt you to get the game yourself and play on Switch?
Not really. Like, Like, because, like, are you tempted to buy Jump King because Callie's playing a lot of Jump King?
No, not my type of game. I've played that type of game in the past, and I'm over it.
Like, it's fun to watch, but I wouldn't buy it for myself because I know I wouldn't be good at it.
I've seen people play it. I Wanna Be the Guy, and this gives me vibes of that. Like, it's sadistic to play that game.
Jump King?
Yeah, because you're all the way at the top of the tower, and then you go all the way to the bottom. Like, Callie's been wilding out on the bog. It's hilarious.
It's basically like, what's that one game where you're in a pot and you climb like a mountain with a hammer? I forget what it's called.
Getting Over It.
Getting Over It. That's the one. Like, it's cool to watch streamers play it, but to play it yourself is not that fun. You know what I mean?
No, like, definitely.
I think that's more of like a social interaction game.
Definitely does, because I think for them, like, they could probably read chat at the same time. Like, take a little pause, read chat. It's a lot easier for that type of game.
Yeah, it's definitely what it is. It's like, because it wouldn't be fun just to play it by yourself. I don't know why anyone would enjoy that, but
there's also been a huge uptick in shiny hunting for Hollow Knight.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I really wanted to get a Pokemon game, but it's been so long.
Let's get the Arceus one.
The Pokemon. Oh, you mean the
new one?
I wouldn't really call that a, like,
I'm getting
part of
it.
The generation that I wouldn't really call that part of the generational Pokemon.
They have new game, types,
though. New variants. Like,
it looks interesting to me. I'm gonna.
But that's
get
not
it.
Like. I think that's like more of a spinoff, right? Than an actual like part of the generational game.
I don't know how. I wouldn't count it. No, anyway, specific. It's like an open world one. It's like an evolution of the main series. If anything, it's like the next step. They all have spin-offs like Mystery Dungeons and all those Pokemon Rangers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Rumbles. Those are like spin-offs, I guess. But this one is like the next step in how the future of them will be. Hopefully, it's good.
I think this is more practice than anything, right? Just to like set up like, oh, we're
going
to put out this Pokemon. Yeah. Just to see if people like it or not. Because this isn't like a normal
Pokemon. Sure.
Yeah, it's not a normal Pokemon game. It's one where, you know, it's set in the past, you know, very different from what a regular normal. Yeah, like I think it's funny. Like someone did a meme with like Pokemon Arceus. Like, they were comparing like the Pokemon Arceus Pokédex versus like the original Pokemon Pokédex, and it's just way better looking.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many trailers of it. Just the original one with some really bad map loadings.
I remember when we were watching it for the Nintendo E3.
Yeah.
I did not like it. The map looked bad. Everything looked bad.
I'm willing to give it a shot because, you know, Pokemon is a huge-ass company. I don't know if they're going to cyberpunk it, but we'll see.
I'm not the type of person that would, you know, like, you know when a new gimmick comes up for, like, a phone? Like, you know how Samsung is releasing those
foldable screens?
Yeah.
I kind of want one.
I wouldn't mind getting one, but do you remember when they first launched it?
Yeah,
super bad. It was like,
that's a big no for me, man.
I remember like it came with like a screen protector that you weren't supposed to take off.
Yeah, the oleophobic coating thing.
Yeah,
they didn't specifically say don't take it off, but people were taking destroying it.
You couldn't take it off because if you did, you would destroy the phone. But people thought it was just like one of those like screen protector,
and they were doing it
on new phones.
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, if I was gonna get that as a new phone, right, and I'd be like, oh, there's a screen protector on it. You know, I should, because whenever you buy a new phone, they always come with like the little plastic wrap. You just kind of take off. You know. Yeah, that's what I thought it was too. So you take it off, and then it breaks your phone. So that's why I'm saying, like, I'm never that type of person to buy into something brand new. I want other people to test it first, to beta test it before.
Yeah, I mean, it's already on like the third gen of them. The Z Flip one was the big regular one, but we'll see how it goes. I'm not gonna get it. I'm still happy with my S21.
Yeah, like I'll see where it goes. It's looking promising, but I don't see myself using it.
Yeah,
you know,
no need for the gimmick so far.
Yeah. And it's still very bulky, so I don't know. It's
the S21
we have. Yeah, the S21 we have, it's
peak.
I still feel like it's a bit bulky, but if you're gonna get a flip one, that's like double or three times the bulkiness of what we already have. So.
Big pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it.
Yeah, that's the way I feel with like games, like especially with Pokemon, like Arceus. I'll see where they go with it, because I know they're trying something new, and maybe because I haven't played a Pokemon game in forever. I think the last Pokemon game I played was on the probably the Game Boy Color or something.
Pokemon
like that.
Go, been, probably, which I'm still playing for whatever
well,
reason.
Well, no, like I'm talking about like an official Pokemon game though.
Okay.
It was probably do you remember the last one that was launched on the Game Boy Advance before DS?
Probably Emerald.
Emerald? Yeah, it's probably one of those.
I literally played every one except Black and White 2, which is great. Well, that's what I heard from people. But
what's
the
difference between the normal Black and White and Black and White 2? I
was told there's like a time skip and the map changes or something like that, or some story difference. I'm not sure. I'm not going to worry about it too much.
I mean, that's the first time where you play a region back-to-back, right? Like, in a Pokemon game?
That was the second generation where you did Kanto and Johto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Johto, then Kanto.
I remember, I don't think any Pokemon game will ever be better than probably the Silver, Gold, and Crystal.
Yeah, just because when they surprised you with Kanto at the end, people were like, whoa!
Yeah, it blew my mind how crazy that was.
But
oh man, we took a really weird tangent.
We're talking
about shiny hunting or something.
Because all of life.
Yeah, like Fubuki was like hunting for that golden Magikarp for like the last several weeks, right? She finally got it. I'm glad she got it.
It's my favorite thing. It's like Akaine. And she keeps on saying it when she's hunting for Gible now. I love it.
I think she got it during like the Christmas Eve, and she got her verification mark on Christmas
I'm sure they were waiting for that. That was so huge. There's like, they're gonna give it to her when she gets the shiny.
I thought it was really funny. I think it was Labby who was like trying to find a shiny Feebas, and then she caught two golden Magikarps.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh my god, that was so funny.
I know the pain of shiny hunting. It is horrible.
The only one I watched live was during Sada's.
Yeah, it was legendary.
That was great. I can't breathe. How do I breathe? I don't know how to breathe.
Ina's there teaching the techniques.
Oh, that was great. Ina and Sada, I really like them. Like, they're just them two bantering just off each other. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy like the crony Mume Iris banter together. They're great together. I love watching them.
At like the start of the year, I really wasn't watching too much of the new gen of EN, but they've grown on me tremendously, especially Bay, Sana. Mostly those two. I still catch Crony and the others whenever, but I'm definitely
focused. I watch them live. Yeah, like for me, I probably just catch clips because honestly, I don't even watch the original EN girls live anymore.
Oh, I do when I'm working out to become a better KFP employee. Gotta lift all the boxes and respect the.
But you don't go to the usual room.
No. No chicken nugget mode for me.
Did you have who else went shiny? I think Callie went shiny hunting. Like pretty much everybody went shiny hunting, right?
Not everybody.
Yeah. I didn't really catch them all, though. Like I just caught the inside of the shiny hunting.
Shiny is like lost meaning to me because you could just transfer it from game to game. They're not like... Obviously, it's nice to have, but Pokemon Go's ruined me having all the shinies that I want.
I think the best shiny hunting in general was that was not in Pokemon, but with Kanata finding her shiny Uparupa.
Oh, yeah, the blue one.
The axolotl or whatever.
Then Aruron went for it.
I think she did like several thousands, like 3,000 or 4,000.
She was like doing like a sketchy backroom deals for Uparupas. Kanata's really came out fantastically into her own. Like that song with the Callie. Oh my god, that's so good. I still play it.
Her 3D addiction live whatever. Concert. Yeah. That was great. She did a really great live concert. Going back to the Mario Kart race, was there any like big moments you really enjoyed?
No, there's just this one moment where I saw Kelly get ninth place and she was super hyped and excited. I had Miko's stream open at the same time. I believe it was Miko and Kelly, but anyways, Miko was like super pissed off. We're like, ah. And Kelly's like, yeah.
Wait, didn't Miko make it to?
I don't remember, dude. You watched way more than me. You actually stayed up for it. I didn't.
Yeah. Oh my god, I was so tired, but it was like, I understand that you're tired because all the Ian girls were really tired too. Like, yeah. Kiara said she was so out of it, and Kiara, Crony didn't even stream. She made it to final. I was like, who is Crow?
They like, really should just, like, I don't know, have like a little sticky pad on the side of the screen saying who's who, or maybe at least rename their accounts for that.
Well, like, if you're watching a person, you know, especially with their practice, you know who you're rooting for, so you don't really need to know, you know?
I suppose.
Yeah, like, even if they have a different name, you're watching them, you know, practice, and that's who you're rooting for, so you know who they are. I even with the sticky notes, like half their names are in Japanese, so I'm like, okay, well, where's the Ian side?
You should
so
be able to read hiragana, my dude.
I can read like the most basic, but I can't read all of them.
I always had to like refresh it because it's easy to forget when you don't use something.
Exactly. Like, when am I ever gonna?
I still remember like hiragana? A third of them easily, but I just mix up the nez and the mez a lot when I don't look at them.
Like, especially like when it's popping up on the screen so fast that you have to try to like suss out.
Oh,
like,
no, I had to pause the screen and look at it. I can't. I'm not at that level yet. I need to watch the Peppa Pigs.
Like, honestly, the pretty much like if you're watching the race and you see like all the Japanese names, like, you know, just go by context clues. Because yeah. Of course, the person that comes in first place is going to be super excited.
I mean, JP Bros are probably the same with Crow and stuff like that.
I think the JP Pros probably have a better time because it's like because you can pretty much tell who's who because it's pretty much looks radically different from how their naming scheme. Like, I remember Reyna just has like the letter R for hers.
If you know, you know.
I really like the Reyna thing where
Dude, Nenechi
like,
with her little crappily drawn cart on her screen. Oh, I love it so much. She's dude, like the best JP.
The Nene, Nene stream at the end during the Zaku Cup. Oh, that was the best to watch ever. Yeah. She was so mad. Oh, she was so pissed off.
It's funny how, like, there's so many shows I want to watch. Like, I put The Witcher off for a few weeks just because of Hololive.
Oh my god, I forgot The Witcher season 2, The Witcher even you didn't launched. Even
mention it. You got lost between Cowboy Bebop and stuff for you. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was watching an episode and a half here and there, that's it.
There's a lot going on this year.
Yeah.
What was it? During the... Did you see the clips of Rayday, like, talking about mushrooms?
No, not at all. I missed a lot.
Oh suffice to say. So you definitely should watch it. She was like getting like so she was like in like, you know, last place, like between like 10th and 12th place, and you know when you're all the way back there you get better items, right?
Yeah.
She was getting mushrooms after mushroom after mushroom. She was like yep, this is my life now.
I was watching some of this. She's like, man, these people get mushrooms a lot. How are the items set up?
Like, it should be that, like, the further back you are, the better items you like.
You can usually, but you know, like in Super Smash Brothers, where you can edit the items, so you only have certain items. I don't know if can you do that in Mario Kart. Well, I don't own the game, and you don't, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't think. I think what the rules states is that it was just all items on.
Okay, that's good.
Available, so I think it's just the randomizer. But yeah, she just got really bad luck, just getting all stars. Like, I guess she was expecting to get like at least a bullet bill or something being for all the way back there, but yeah. She was like, yeah, this is my life. All my all the time.
Thanks to Sea of Defeat.
Yeah. Really big upset with the win with Okayu winning over Suisse. Yeah, I would have never you know who really caught me off guard was Chloe. She beasted in A bracket. She got first place in A bracket.
And then
she got last place in winner's bracket.
I mean, hey, they're all winners in the winner's bracket, right? Somebody's got to be a loser in the winner bracket.
I guess.
Well, there's only one winner.
I'm happy for Marine, though. I'm happy for Marine. I think she got third place like twice now in a row or something.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, even the losers are winners because was it Choco Sensei got Zako winner three times in a row?
Yeah, what was that? Is like the first place in the Zako Cup or
no, last place in the Zako.
Oh my god.
Last place in the prelims, place in the Zako Cup.
I mean, I guess she's mostly on the Minecraft. I don't catch too much Choco Sensei because of the language barrier, unfortunately. But that's me.
The thing. Yeah, that's the thing with like watching the JP side is that if you're watching it live, you have no idea. Like I remember I used to watch a lot of the JP side, like, but usually I only watch like their Minecraft stream because I can understand what they're trying to do in Minecraft, but if it's like one of those like Subaru just chatting streams, I'm not gonna sit there and not understand a single
word. I mean, it helps you like try to figure out what they're saying if you're learning Japanese, but I know what you mean.
But the thing is that they don't talk conventional Japanese, so no, half the time you won't even understand what they're saying.
What does nya mean in Japanese? What about shuba? Gisho.org. What's shuba? How do I rate the romaji for shuba?
What else have I been watching lately in terms of Hololive? Like, I know I've been dabbing a little bit in Nisi Sanji. Not much. I just
barely right.
got into it. They're really funny, though. They're fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. K-San always there, too, doing the meme K-San. Review, which is nice that's back.
I'm glad she's found, like, a partner with PicMe.
Oh, hey, wait. Wasn't Hachama and them streaming, like, or rather not streaming, but teasing maybe something with K-San?
Probably not. I think you're just really
probably just for fan service sign. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? But I'm glad she's.
Hachima's been going ham this year too.
I have no idea what the hell Hachima is.
Oh, I know, dude. It's great. I love it. Chaos. Subete wa chaos.
I was super glad when K-San started streaming with.
Niji Sanji?
Vishoujo?
No, Vishoujo. Oh, right.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so my thing is that we know that she sucks at playing Minecraft, right? So her first Minecraft
they took her into
with Vishoujo, she literally had no idea what she was doing. I was like, bro, you're gonna just throw her into the and like this and Vishoujo have like modded Minecraft where it's very different from what the original Minecraft would be and honestly like the thing is that like even the she was being hosted with Project Melody
right.
Melody has no idea how to play Minecraft either, so it's just like two of them getting lost and
I'm not watching this. Is like it's fun to watch when they know what they're doing, but like learning the game is a separate stream. I think
no, learning the game, it's fun. That's fun to watch, right? But when you're watching...
Well, she went straight into people, dungeon, right? With, like, no armor or whatever?
Yeah, they gave her armor, but she still instantly died. Like,
oh, okay.
They were streaming with Connor and Iron Mouse, and them two know what they're doing. But just throwing them randomly in there, especially into, like, I guess a dungeon or something or whatever their modded games would be, it was really hard to watch because they were just dying over and over again. And I was like, I don't know how this can really be peace. Fun for anyone. Like, it felt more frustrating than anything.
Well, it was a good novel. Like, seeing people you never thought the unthinkable crossover has happened. Well, obviously.
No, the crossover
at that
was
time,
fun.
Coco's, you know, not with Hololive anymore, but still.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Hey, my prediction came true, though. Remember when we did that, the Hololive podcast when Coco graduated? I was like, you know, maybe she's gonna do her own thing. Maybe she's gonna do her own thing.
Well, you said she would join Vishoujo, but she's like collabing
not
with
technically.
Them, which is different.
Yeah, not technically.
Still wrong, but also kind of right.
I mean, there's been a lot of YouTubers that have technically, like, they stream with Vishoujo a lot, but they're not part of Vishoujo.
Yeah. The cultural cross-pollination.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting deep on the Hololive, like,
yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of talk about.
I know
it's a whole year of content of Hololive, technically, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But moving on,
let's go ahead and talk about anime here
because we definitely have to get to it. It's been a whole year of that. It's been amazing. I've loved it.
Yeah,
it's been a good year for anime.
What is your biggest pick for this year? overall,
all right. How? Because there's anime that aren't even finished, anime that have started, and there's anime that have finished. Should we only go with finished or ones that have started?
I guess it should only be fair that we should compete with animes that have finished with other animes that have finished, right?
Oh, yeah. Because if we included everything, it'd be Fumetsu no Anata, for sure. For sure. But
that's your biggest pick of the year?
No, that's not finished.
I would technically call that finished.
Okay, yeah, the season finished, just not...
the story.
Yeah.
You know what? There's probably more animes that have unfinished stories than ones that have been fully completed.
Plus, you're also always going to get the author and be like, I should write another chapter for this. Let's get it. But yeah, I think that would be it. That's definitely been the anime that's, you know, influenced me the most, like, has made me feel the most emotion, for sure.
For me? Let me go through the list real quick. I think I'm...
almost want to say Odd Taxi, don't you?
I think it might be Odd Taxi.
It is really good. It was between those two for me. But yeah. We also forget about the Shamisen anime.
That was good.
It was amazing, but it's not on the level of those two, right?
Yeah, it's because it ended very poorly. It didn't really end how I wanted it to end.
Definitely not ended, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, just the seasonal end, you know, like how they finished up, because they're setting up for a second season, but we're not going to get a second season for a while. So.
Unfortunately. Did they even tease when it would be?
Not that I know of.
But I hope it's not 2 years. I hope it's this year. At least fall. Don't make it winter or anything like that. That would crush me. It's too long.
Any standout anime to you for the season? Like something you thought you wouldn't enjoy, but it caught you off guard?
I mean, I want to say the, more than anything, it's not a seasonal anime. It's something that we reviewed. Remember the Rakugo anime? Oh, that was so good. But I'm not going to count it. That's mostly...
That's the reason why we watched it was like, you know, we should watch this Rakugo anime. I heard it was really good. And then we ended up watching it. And I was like, yeah, of course, it's really good.
I still think about Jugemu every day. That's how much Jugemu. I liked it. Yeah. But as far as the seasons goes, I mean, it's been mostly like isekais and stuff like that. I was the one with the kid that wears a mask that has to hide his power level. He has like a dragon servant and a spider servant.
I know your one. I know the Tsugi ga Michibiku.
That was really enjoyable.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that one really stood out to me. That's
all I can think of at the moment, really. Like, because there's just been so much. I mean, it is a little generic, but...
I think I know what really stood out to you.
What?
Okitachi no Remake. That's the one where the guy goes back in time.
The one with Sonic career. Tails and Knuckles. That was really good, too. But look, it's not on the same level for me as, like, Odd Taxi. Like, I guess Odd Taxi is the one that stood out to me more than...
No, but I'm saying, like, ones that, like, caught you off guard.
Oh,
like,
right,
You didn't expect to be as good. Meh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd say Bokutachi no Remake was definitely the one for that. What about for you?
For me, I would say maybe... Because usually the ones I wanted to watch I know will be good.
Yes.
Like I could say Odd Taxi caught me off guard, but you know that was already really good. I think maybe the one that really took me off guard was maybe Horimiya. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. But yeah, it was all right. It was really good. Oh yeah. Wait, you know what was the standout for me? I didn't think I'd like Tokyo Revengers. Did you watch that one?
Yes, of course I watched it. It's just I understand. I understand why you. Because it didn't really have that type of flair that you would expect in most animes, like, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be, like, delinquents, but, like, obviously they're delinquents, but there's murder and time travel, and that just added a whole nother level of stakes with deaths and stuff like that. It came out, like, not how I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
I don't want to spoil it, like, the ending for anyone who hasn't watched it, but it did. Yeah, like, it was very different from what, like, just a standard anime would be, because it's, like, in the isekai genre we're living in right now, in that type of world, it really stood out because it doesn't really have those type of, like, the three, I would say, like, the biggest tags right now, just for animes that are coming out, are, like, isekai, romance, comedy, and sci-fi, and it doesn't
comedy really... romance are always like, but right now the hotness is isekai for sure, and that's here to stay, really.
Yeah, but I, it, you know, it doesn't really hit those big four tags in general. Like, I guess you could technically call it time traveling sci-fi, but that's not really a big element of it. So what's like the main like tags for Tokyo Revengers?
That's hard to say. Drama, action, thriller, time travel.
Yeah, I probably put more like a drama type.
Definitely is, because you know, it's basically he works with a cop, right? He's friends with a cop that makes him time travel. Really, he just goes on Ivy and time travels. Not sure how that works, but it doesn't have to make sense. Mystical power sends him back in time, where he becomes the Mystic Bancho Ranger.
What other animes really stood out to me?
Vivi Fluoride Ice Song was really good.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if I would really say I enjoyed it as much as some other animes.
I enjoyed it more than a lot of other animes. Just because I went in with no expectations.
Yeah. Oh, what about Kumo? I know you really enjoyed Kumo.
The spider anime?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, you just say it's okay. I remember when we were talking about
it. It was fun at first, but it's just...
You're hyping the hell out of it, man.
Yeah, it's just the little, you know... I don't know if they were time skipping or what, but the whole thing with the other, like... I couldn't know where to approach the point of view of the other people, like the other classmates that were reborn. Like, I was like, how far into the future are these people? And just being confused with that, it made me enjoy it a little bit less. But I guess a spider lives on a different point of view for time, I guess. Like, maybe elephants feel life go faster than humans. I don't know. But
Yeah. Okay, well, on the reverse coin of that, then, what would you say would be the biggest flop for you?
For me? Like, Wonder Egg Priority.
Started out good, and then it just...
Wonder Egg Priority, for sure.
I remember when that first came out, you're telling me, like, it's a must-watch, you gotta watch
it. It was really good. But it just didn't have to be that long, even though it was only, like, what, 12 eps?
It was 12 episodes. What do you mean by too long? Like, it was dragging on?
It just felt like some of the episodes were a lot of filler. Like, it was one of those anime where they don't really... they don't really tell you, like, the main scandalous stuff until, like, the last three episodes. Like, give me, like, background for, you know, some of these puppet creature things at episode 4 or 5. Don't wait till the very end of the show to give you everything. Because then what was the point of those first episodes? Just to watch them being friends with each other and living? I mean, that's good too, but...
Yeah.
Mesh it together more. Mix it.
I think for me, let me see. I have a couple flops in mind.
Which ones?
Probably the first flop would maybe be Tatoeba Last Dungeon.
Yeah, that was a flop. It was fun seeing him, like, he never really showed the full extent of any of his power.
It was a filler. It started out being good, and then it just became a filler that wasn't very engaging.
Do you remember the Itadden Deities anime? That one was really good. I actually enjoyed that one.
What was that one about?
That one was the one about just gods doing nothing for such a long time that they just, you know, do their own hobbies for decades instead of doing actual demon hunting or anything like that. And then through that, there's like a whole bunch of uprising of demon countries and, you know,
Watched that. Was that good?
It was very fun to watch because the fight choreography was interesting and the art style was good as well.
And I didn't watch it myself.
Yeah, best stuff happening.
I didn't watch it myself, but did you watch that last season of Nanatsu no Taizen? Taizai?
No.
No, you didn't watch it?
No, even though I played the Seven Deadly Sins phone game, I never went back to watch the last season. The last episode I left off was when Meliodas was coming back from Purgatory, I think. And then that's it. I forgot to watch it.
What about Skate?
Skate the Infinity? I watched all of that. It was interesting, but it had a little bit of yaoi sprinkle on it. And it was silly. It's not something I would watch myself. Somebody with different tastes would enjoy it a lot more, though. What was a show that you had high hopes for and you just dropped? Because I know, like, shows that you normally we would watch, but because there's so many good stuff like Odd Taxi, you just don't have time for it.
That's really hard to say for me because, unlike you, I know what I really want to watch, right?
I never finished Remain, even though I was very far into it. This is the one about the guy that drowned and lost all his volleyball progress.
I guess technically, maybe Aquatope?
No, you finished that. I'm talking about, like, you get 7 or 8 episodes into it and you drop it for no reason. Other than you just forgot.
Other than I just forgot.
I mean, that's me. That's all me. I never caught up with Jai-sama again.
I was about to say Jai-sama.
Yeah.
But I think that's more of like a forget thing than to actually...
Because I definitely didn't finish Manita no Cartas. I don't think I finished. I can't remember if I ended it or not.
You were singing pretty high praises for that
one,
too.
I was like, I know for sure I saw episode 10, but then I don't remember if I saw the last two.
I'm going through the list here.
Pretty bad.
Just to see what I didn't really finish up. Because honestly, whatever I did watch... Quick one for the flops. Quick one for the flops.
Peach Boy Riverside?
The last season of Log Horizon. Oh, God.
Was that this year?
Yes, was this year.
I can't even remember. So many things came out.
That was the one where they're like, you didn't know what was going on the whole time.
Yeah. And he, like the first three episodes are like, what? And then it goes back to Shiroi doing his typical political plotting.
Wasn't the first 6 episodes of them just talking for like...
Was it the puppet stage theater?
Like, I think they're just talking Krusty, back and forth. Right? Like, I think they were at the round table and they were just talking the entire time, talking about politics and stuff. And I was like, oh God, this is boring. I don't...
The outline for that season wasn't the best. Let's say that.
Like, and it was like a political thing where they're trying to choose a political leader to run the town. And it was like between like an NPC versus like a real person.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was definitely not forgettable that season. It's just too much time. Because
it was unforgettably bad.
It wasn't awful. It was just normal. Your expectations were way too high, I feel.
No. My expectation was what I brought in from the last season.
Okay.
That's what you expect. You know, that's the expectation I think most people would bring in is what they remembered from the last season, right? I wasn't expecting like, because I know what Log Horizon is. I know what type of anime it is. I wasn't expecting like crazy thriller. I was expecting like I think it was like the first or second season of Log Horizon where he helped those children escape from the people that were
potion making.
Yeah, for potions and stuff like that.
Potion prison.
That was cool. And he was doing that all in between, like during a political talk. You know?
Yeah.
That was awesome. We got none of that during that last season of Log Horizon.
No, really.
That's why I said it was a flop. Like, I expected something a little better, but we got pretty much...
You're talking about the gate opening out of nowhere? We probably had to go back to watch season 2 stuff that we missed. There's just thing that he had planned, maybe, but who knows, man? I don't know.
If it caught us off guard the first time, I don't think watching it a second time is really going to help. You know,
all I know is whenever the next season comes out, I'm not going to care that much. I'm still going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, of course I'll still watch it.
I'm not going to feel the hype as I did for this. And maybe through that, I'll enjoy it more. Like, the same thing happened with Attack on Titan with me. Season 3 was the season I least enjoyed. And season 3 was the season I least enjoyed for this Log Horizon.
What if that's the game they're playing?
Maybe. I mean, because my expectations will be low, so I'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because like I said, you bring in your expectation from the previous season into the new season. So if our expectation is really low right now from the last season, if they come out with if they get another season, it should be very good, right?
Yes.
What was the previous thing we were on? Like what? Like animes that I thought wasn't going to be good, or what was it?
I think it was the animes that we started watching. Well, the typical me scenario, 8 episodes in and then I forget to finish it.
And then you just drop?
You don't really do that. I've never known you to be like that. I definitely did that 5 times this year at least.
I'm a like it or drop it guy. Like, I know what I like it. If I don't like it, I'm going to drop it. Oh, another thing for the drop. Another one for the drops.
What?
Detective is already dead. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw the Hololive thing. It's like, I'm satisfied. This is fantastic.
Talking about the Hololive thing. That Nene.
Oh, yeah. She's Nene in the cameo. Sniper. I didn't even notice the voice. Did you just see the post on Hololive?
Yeah, I saw the post and I was like, oh, my God. But once you hear it, you can't take it out of your brain.
It's her.
Yeah. It was only like, what, two sentences or something?
No, like it's because she wasn't calling us her husbands.
I really would like to get one of those Nene husband
official cards. Is that an actual thing or a birthday merch?
It's not like an official thing. It's more of like when like fans have like fan clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know how Star Wars, they have those like that club for like stormtroopers
or whatever.
You
get like investigator's card or a replica detective badge.
Yeah. Like, I think like you get like an official card if you join that club for like Star Wars, right? Like the 3-4-1 or something like that. I remember Adam Savage talking about it, and I know he's part of the club, but I'm not really big into Star Wars, so that's what I expected for like a Nene fan club or something.
Talking about movies too, we had some really good anime movies this year.
Like with
Demon Slayer, Evangelion. And I would, obviously the 1,000th episode of One Piece isn't a movie, but it's a big event, really, in anime. Yeah. A historic moment. It's like the 100th, you know, touchdown of a football player or whatever.
What do you think of animes, like popular animes now transitioning into movies until they get their next season?
I kind of do not like that.
I'm kind of on the same page, just because it's, you know, you're catering very hard, like that's fine because it's a Japanese media, right?
And yes,
but the American audience, if you don't get an American release, you either have to wait for someone to like rip it or wait for like a translation and stuff like that, which can be several, you know, months in between.
Yeah, the movies, like the release in Japan definitely, you know, is a few months ahead of America. And with simulcast, I want to watch it at the same time it's released. Like, obviously, I ran to the theater for Demon Slayer, but they got it in, what, 6 months earlier than us? Same thing for Evangelion?
Yeah.
I was like, I had to be careful on the internet so I don't get spoiled for that final movie.
Exactly. That's
how I felt on the internet for, like, 6 months. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let me see. Let me think of other animes. I don't know. I think I finished it. It's the one where the guy... I can't tell if I finished it or not. It's the one where the guy buys like an isekai game and then the girl tries to sell him a different
one. Oh, yeah. The one where he gets all the weird random stuff. Like he pees his pants. And he kills his best friend. I don't remember stuff the like title that. Of it, but I finished it. It was fun.
Yokyo Shinkaishita Full Dive. Full Dive.
Full Dive. There we go.
Yeah.
All those English. The English words is what bring it in for me. I did. It was a good finish. It was funny and stupid.
What about just overall good animes this season then?
86, dude, was great. I loved it. Not Platinum End. Osama Ranking, of course, is still going. I definitely recommend. And also Blue Period, absolutely. That's definitely one to put on the rainy day list because it's very good.
I don't think we talked about that in our last review, right?
You didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. It's because it's not on the anime list. It's like a Netflix original. No,
it started in like late October or something like that, or maybe at the start of October. And it for whatever reason, it lagged like between episodes for like 4 weeks.
Maybe that's one to wait to finish.
It's already done.
Oh, was it like fully released all at the same time for Netflix?
No, or? It was a weekly release, but like they skipped 2 weeks for some reason.
Wait, how can it possibly be done? How many episodes does it have?
It was 12. It finished the day after Komi finished.
Ah, okay. I'll probably give it a watch because I didn't watch it because I didn't even know it existed.
So, yeah, that one is on Netflix. It's about a, you know, a delinquent kid. He's not a delinquent. He's just, he hangs out with delinquentish types and yeah. He likes to smoke because they smoke. Doesn't really know himself, right? And then in the first episode, for whatever reason, I guess the teacher, the art teacher, like resonates with the character. He's like, okay, maybe I'll actually try for once in my life to draw something. And then he does the assignment. He feels all good about the result, even though it's not the best for him. You know, like once you're starting something and you notice yourself 100%. Progress and you feel the joy of that, like, oh, I got a new level. Basically that, there's a little bit of a time skip because this is the type of kid that if he wants to do something, he's going to bury his head in the books and practice. And of course, in art, practice makes perfect, right?
They're kind of like baby steps.
Going through, but in, you know, condensed.
Yeah, I can see that. Ups,
and he gets really good. And the people that he looked up to, like, you know, when you're a kid and you look up to athletes and stuff like that, you get involved mm-hmm. into sports. We don't know how that is because we're not into sports, but we know people like that. And then they achieve, you know, a level of success close to that. And they show you very well how the character feels and all the emotional distress he goes through trying to get there. So it's definitely a good watch.
It sounded like you basically just, what was it? Did like a summary of like baby steps.
Yeah, it is, but condensed. Basically how it is. You know what? Yeah. Campbell's noodle soup, baby steps flavor. Condensed. Just add some water there if you want 48 ups instead of 12.
I mean, I'm still waiting for that next season of Baby Steps. I really do hope somebody picks it up.
I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. Maybe a movie? Didn't they do like a live action?
Well, I mean, why don't you think they'll pick up another season of Baby Steps?
It'll probably be like 3 years or something like that. I could see Netflix going for it.
I can wait three. Look, if I can wait several years for
I can too.
If I can wait several years for Chihayafuru, I can wait several years for Baby Steps. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Here's one that caught me off guard that I wasn't expecting to be as good. It's the one where the guy picks up like the random girl where she runs away from home and then she lives.
You finished that one? I didn't.
Yeah, I finished that one. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I understand why you didn't finish it because it's not your type of anime and it's very slow.
There was a lot of kind of like the same type of stuff going on at the same time. So I just picked and choose really from there.
Yeah, I mean, but you have a bigger, like, you can watch more anime than I can.
You don't tolerate it. Yeah, I definitely have less time, but I feel like I have less time than you, but I consume more anime.
I think you have a higher BS tolerance.
I think so. Like, I have a very strong tolerance for a lot. I'm very hardy.
I don't think it's the BS tolerance. I think I just know what I like. Like,
yeah,
I know I like this. I'm gonna watch it. I know I like that.
I feel like some of these seasons there were a lot of anime that I could not resonate with, and it was just a chore to watch the shows. Good shows, but you know when you don't mesh with something, it's just a chore.
Okay, so you know, I always talk about like it's very hard for me to like sit down and watch anime without doing something on the side nowadays.
Yes.
You know, like getting some work in, or you know, maybe doing like typing something up or something like that, something basic.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like animes I really like the type of animes I really like, I just stop doing the work and I just get into.
That's the best when you get lost for 30 minutes.
Yeah, like 22. That's how I felt when we were watching Baby Steps. I was like, really? Like, I had forgotten everything.
Wait, it's dark outside? Daylight savings time. No, it's just all that time passed. That type of feeling. For me, the ones that were a chore to watch, honestly, to be honest with you, the first three episodes of Komi-san, I just dragging my feet. Just because, you know, it's hyped up. But that's a me thing. That's not a problem with anime. The anime is good.
Yeah, the anime is really good. I don't know. Yeah, like, you probably just got overhyped, and you're like, oh, it's overhyped, I don't want to watch. I understand
the,
that.
Going no, it's back really to the good. One it, you it was mentioned, hyped for a reason. The one where the dude is drunk and picks up the runaway kid. That one's one of those for me. I like it, but it feels like a chore to watch. That's why I dropped it.
Yeah, I understand, because it's, you know, it's not that type of anime for everybody.
Like, that's the type of anime where I would want all the episodes released so I could go back and watch it in one not one go, but in batches, like 3 eps at a time, maybe.
3 or 4. Yeah, because like 20 minutes for that first type of slow, because I know you don't like slow animes, and it's a choice
I for do.
You
to watch. Sometimes. I do like slow animes. I just like to be really? Rewarded every maybe 3 to 4 episodes.
With some okay.
saber fights.
I actually did. Find one I dropped.
What?
I think I found one I dropped after a couple episodes. It's Jakuchara. It's the one where the guy meets
a girl
and they're like gaming friends or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm not interested in that. I don't like that scene of. I went through the whole like getting really good at video games, and like now I just like playing it for the sake of playing. I don't put too much thought into, you know, best setup. I like how a character feels. Like for example, in Pokemon Unite, obviously there's tier lists of what characters that are the best, but I like grabbing a character and excelling with it and disregarding that and like ruining people's preconceptions of what can be done with something. But the attack fan, like Smash Brothers, that's why I never got into it, because like people are too elitist when it comes to their character too, right? But that
wasn't the main point of the anime.
The main point of the anime was him leveling up his character, but like I kept on thinking about the video game stuff, like, oh my god, Zach, this is so stupid.
Yeah, like basically
it got to me too. Like something little is what ruined the show for me, and that's a me thing, not a show thing.
Yeah, like the entire show was just based around the guy trying to be more outgoing, trying to break his norms, you know, trying to meet new people. It, basically like Komi-san, but if it was really, really bad.
Oh, wait, wasn't Rent-A-Girlfriend this year?
No, that was last year.
I thought it aired at the same time as Jakuchara.
No. I think that you're talking about, you're thinking about Horimiya.
Yeah, opening for Horimiya, I still remember that.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a good opening.
Ending was good, too.
Well, we'll talk about opening. Any other openings that stood out to you?
The favorite opening? Oh, that's not fair, dude. There's too many good ones.
No, I'm not saying your favorite. I'm just that stood out to you.
What are they called? The Blizzard Syndromes? Burnout Syndromes?
Yeah, Blizzard Burnout, something like that.
Burnout, the opening for the Shamisen anime, that was so good. Yeah. Oh my god. I need to go back and listen to Vivi Florae song opening 86.
I don't remember Vivi Florae opening. Odd Taxi, of course, had a really good opening.
Oh yeah.
Let me see if I can recall any other openings that really stood out to me. I don't think there were.
I really like the Platinum End opening. That's what I thought was gonna be like. This is my favorite anime. But no, it's an okay show.
Like I'm looking at the pictures, right? And I'm like, do any of the pictures remind me of the opening? That's how I know it's a good opening.
Yeah, I completely feel that.
Yeah, because if I don't remember it, then it's, you know, like I'm looking at Isekai Shokudo. It's my favorite anime. I don't remember the opening. No. I remember the opening. It has a really catchy
opening. Oh, Komi-san opening.
Yeah. Oh,
surprisingly,
the opening
good.
It's not only good, but the animation for it is too. The little half.
Like, no, but I'm talking about the song only for me.
Yeah. It was good, but you have to give props to the opening to the animated.
No, it was really good. Of course, it was.
Yeah, because they did the little sketch thing. Like I think they also did that near the end of the Evangelion movie too, where they did like they went into like sketch mode.
Yeah, they drew the. Like the unfinished ones.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Evangelion. I just too much merch I had to buy.
Recommendation animes. Like what animes this year would you recommend? Like stuff that we haven't talked about yet.
Blue Period, of course. Yeah. I mean, Komi-san's good, Osama Ranking's good. There's a lot of stuff that I would recommend for regular people in this season, actually.
Yeah, Slime.
JoJo's Part 6.
I don't know if I would recommend JoJo Part 6, just Part 6. You probably have to watch.
No.
Could you watch it out of order?
You can. I have. Like, mine was Part 3 was the first one. Part 3 is, like, different from Part 1 and 2. But even in Part 4, like, obviously, you're going to know. You're going to be spoiled on probably a couple of things about Dio and who survives, who dies.
So, it's really hard to recommend stuff out of order for people. That's my problem.
But you could definitely watch it out of order. they
you could, but a lot of people
because it's a lot of people that type of characters from different generations come in and interact with them.
But you still, that's like saying like you should just start watching One Piece at episode 600.
I mean, I did that. They flashback a lot, but I know what you mean.
Yeah,
86 definitely for sure.
I don't know if I would 100% hype 86 as a recommended.
Well, I would say watch Attack on Titan. If you've watched Attack on Titan, you'll probably enjoy 86.
For the action alone. Tensei,
of course. Shoki
Tensei is there. That's a easy recommendation. Slime is an easy recommendation for this year as well. Now that I think about it, Winter 21 kind of sucked.
Yeah, it did. It was drag. Remember, we were all depressed about it.
Besides, it had Attack on Titan, and it had
not much else for me.
Yeah, like Horimiya. So Attack on Titan.
Oh Horimiya. Wait, the Shamisen anime would recommend. I forget the name. Yeah, of
the
it.
The you just called the Shamisen anime because that's the only anime with the Shamisen. If you're gonna watch,
there's an anime, plenty just watch of this. Animes with Shamisen, but that's the one that I refer.
Yeah, like easily Fumetsu, where we talked about.
I've already recommended it to like 5 people.
Nagatoro-san. Easy recommendation, I would say.
It depends on what level of weeb you are, but yeah.
I think anyone would really like it. It's a good comedy.
I mean, if I have a friend that's deep into the moe stuff, like he's probably already watched Nagatoro.
Nagatoro-san?
Yeah.
Odd Taxi. Of course, Irukmakun for you. You can easily recommend Irukmakun.
For anybody, but that's not a this year only show.
Season 2 this year, but yeah, like overall, like there's a lot of animes that whatever. Mashiro no Oto, that was the name of that.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, Mushroom what? Marshmallow no Oto? It's like, oh, Mashiro no Oto.
Let's see what other. I could recommend Super Cup to a lot of people. I don't think you finished
no,
it.
No, right? No, no, no. Not at all. Cup.
I could recommend it to other people. I enjoy it. But
I liked it, but it didn't. I wasn't in a hurry invested. To watch it. Yeah, I wasn't invested. Same thing happened with Aquatopin. I'm glad that you watched it and I didn't, because now I know it wasn't worth it.
It's not worth it. Like, for Super Cub, I would only recommend it to people who like that type of anime. I wouldn't recommend it to, like,
you know what?
For some crazy action.
Top pick of the year, Gambare Doki-chan. There we go.
That's really surprising.
No, I'm just saying because it was the hotness. But really, there's a lot more that's good. A lot better. Probably Odd Taxi, really, my pick of the year. It's a nice short.
Good ending.
Yeah. It's a full package, really. Genjutsu definitely.
Genjutsu Shuji, Shugi, Yusha.
The realist.
Definitely. Realist hero.
Yeah, that's good.
Definitely a good recommendation. I'd recommend that. I think Sunny Boy was one of the animes I dropped.
I always meant to finish that, but I never went back to it.
Yeah. Let's see. Remake. Michibiku was also a really good recommendation. What else?
I think we got everything that we wanted to watch out, because if we don't remember it and we have to go through a list, it doesn't count.
I am going through the list. I'm going through the list right now, and there's not that many standouts to me now that we're looking back at the year.
Yeah.
Like, Paladin's good. For of course, Paladin, I'm always going to rep my Isekai Shokudo, always.
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 Are you going to make that Isekai Shokudo Itasha?
I would really want, like...
Oh, how about this?
A food Itasha?
How about this? If you had to make an Itasha of one anime for this year, what would it be?
Well, that's kind of hard, because you already know Isekai Shokudo is, like, my favorite anime of all time.
Would you want that in a car you drive around in?
Yeah, I would. Why not?
It you has cute know what anime I want? Girls. You want to know what I want? I want an
Gabari odd... Doki-chan?
No. I want an odd taxi cab.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Let's do it.
What about a Pride of Orange Zamboni?
Oh my god. we don't even live near the cold, but if we did.
Wait, an odd taxi would just be a regular taxi, right?
I mean, it had to be a taxi car, like the traditional yellow cab.
But explain to me, what would you put as a decal on the taxi?
On the driver's side door? I put the body of the walrus.
That's it, right?
I put like fake gunshots on it. I put maybe like a cardboard cutout of the monkey dude in the back.
I feel like to be true,
briefcases in the trunk.
And then just
copy the rest of the car from the show.
I think so. To copy the car from the show is just a regular taxi.
Well, his exact one, you'd have to do it once a one. It counted as a new Tasha. Maybe put like a picture of him in a bikini on the hood of the car.
I would say, like, just to be true to the show, you just get a normal Japanese taxi. That's just a normal taxi. No,
his
taxi.
Was independent. I think his was just a car, right? With a little thing on top.
No, he had like a real taxi.
He worked for himself though, right?
I don't think they ever talked about like his job in general of whether he was independent or not, but I just remember it was just a normal taxi. Just a taxi.
Yeah, it was like one of those old style cars with the four lights at the front.
Yeah.
Look like an 80s cars, maybe like an old Daihatsu or something like that.
What other anime, like if I was to plaster something on a car? Oh wait. You know what we never talked about? Yurimichi Onisan. I think we dropped that not because it was bad, it was because it was too real for us.
Oh, are you talking about the one where the guy works in the like the Blue's Clues type of job for the kids?
Yeah, like a kid's studio.
We need to watch that. How about we do we that for Nappin?
Yeah, we'll finish it one of these days.
Oh, that's a hard watch though, dude. That's hard. Yeah,
just the cringe, just the real cringe.
Overall, yeah. Though, I've very much enjoyed this year in anime, especially with the movie releases. HoloLens has been great. A lot of merch like, to get.
Especially during the year of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I didn't expect so much good stuff to come out, but I think they hit it out of the park with this year.
Weird release dates notwithstanding. Fantastic year. Thank you, anime industry.
Yeah, the funky midway roles and stuff like that. Yeah. I understand. Okay. Overall, this whole year, give me a rating. 1 to 10.
9.2 out of 10.
That's really high. That's exceptionally high.
Well, look, I gotta give a shit ton of points for my most anticipated deliciousness, the last EVA movie. But I also had to detract a lot for the winter that I enjoyed some, but not a lot. And that was a dark period of time for me.
Because I have the list open, I've seen all the stuff I haven't watched and all the stuff I dropped. I'm gonna give this season a
the year.
The seasonal year
with everything with HoloLive and anime and
just
merch,
including HoloLive and everything, huh?
Yeah, everything.
Well, that changes. I was just talking about anime overall for the
year. No, for everything.
I have to subtract 1 point for the pandemic because that sucked.
We've had a huge impact to our daily routines. I mean, obviously traveling, we can't do it, but
yeah, I would. Let's say a flat 8. The same. I think a flat 8 is
that's not bad.
Honestly, I feel like 8 is still too high
for you. Honestly, like 5 of the points were just for the EVA movie. If I took out the Evangelion movie, I'd have to say like 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going to say, I think 8 is too high, but I don't want to give it lower, so I'll give it 7.99.
No, okay. Yeah, technically, 7.99. Still 8, but I'll... All right, and...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, I hope you guys stay for the next year, but that will pretty much be it for us. I hope everyone does well and enjoy their, 2020... two seasonal stuff.
Yes.
And that's it. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.